The question today is, what is the law? The law is used many times in our scripture, and when one in the Word of God, and when one speaks of the law, though today, what are they usually speaking of? Well, in the modern day time, we think about the law officers or the officers who uphold the law, or at least are supposed to uphold the laws of our land. So the word law is used in many ways. I heard a story one time about a boy and a girl sitting on the front porch in the swing. And the boy said, "I'm going to kiss you." And the girl said, "If you do, I'll call the law." Well, he didn't kiss her. And after a moment, he said, or after a while again, he said, "I'm going to kiss you." And she said, "If you do, I'm going to call the law." Well, he backed off again. And the third time, he said, I'm going to kiss you. And she said, "If you do, I'll call the law." And so he just hauled off and put one on her. And she said, "Law, law." I guess that could be termed a term of excitement used in that instance. So there are many definitions and many ways we use the law. In the dictionary, there are many definitions of the word law. And the main one we want to use for the answer to this question is that it means all the rules of conduct established and enforced by authority. Thus, the laws of our land are passed by the authorities of our country, and they come under this definition. Now, I'm not concerned with the laws of the land, but I'm concerned what the Bible has to say about the law in the answer to this question. I looked up law and laws and found that there are more than one Hebrew word and one Greek word translated law or laws. In the Old Testament, the main word is used 218 times. In the New Testament, the main word is used 197 times. Both the Hebrew and the Greek word fit the definition in the dictionary when that definition is all the rules of conduct established and enforced by authority. I want to say the Lord is the authority and He's established all the rules of conduct for every dispensation. And when I use the word dispensation, I'm talking about what man has tried to come up with as far as dividing time into dispensations. You can listen to other messages we have on the Ask the Pastor and get those answers to that. Man-made dispensations, but there are natural divisions. And in every natural division of time or dispensation, we could say, He's the authority who will enforce all the rules of conduct. So the biblical definition of law is really commandment, statute, precept, and ordinances. And we hear those words mentioned all the time, over and over in the Bible, as well as the word law. The dictionary says about a commandment, said it's a command, it's an order, it's for the purpose, for our purpose, it's from God. Therefore, it's talking about the Ten Commandments. It was written on Mount Sinai. It's also the word statute. The definition of that is a law passed by a legislative body. The word precept is a rule of moral conduct. The word ordinances means an authoritative command. Now, along with these words, the Bible uses many times the word judgments. Deuteronomy 6:1 said, "Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whether you go to possess it." In other words, judgment, it means decisions. It's those made by God. And if you question what He makes, the decisions He makes, He simply says, and He says this over and over in His Word, "I am the Lord." In other words, there's no question about it. You don't need to question why I said what I said. I am the Lord. And these judgments, they govern the social life of Israel. Also, it implies to a sentence or a verdict along with each law broken. That's the word judgment. So God's always given laws, always had laws or law. In the garden, for instance, there was a command. There was a law. Genesis 2:15 through 17, the first part of verse 17, said, "And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it." And you realize as he made that law, he also had a command, but it was a judgment, because he said in the last part of verse 17, "For in the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." In other words, there were teeth in God's law. And after the flood, we find in Genesis 9:1-7, that God said this, and said that God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, "Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. In your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. But the flesh of the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. And surely your blood of your lives will I require, at the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. And you, be ye fruitful, and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply therein. For instance, there is the capital punishment laid down. God laid down some laws there. In verse 6, he said, whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. In other words, he's got teeth in God's law. Capital punishment is right. It is not murder. It is what God said as he established the law and put teeth in those laws. And would to God we had teeth in those laws today, because that law still exists today. In Moses' day, of course, which is the beginning of the dispensation, that's man-made dispensation, known as the law, 22 times the phrase the law of Moses is used in the Old Testament and the New Testament. First time it's used in the Bible is in Joshua chapter 8, verse 31. He said, as Moses, the servant of God, commanded the children of Israel, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whole stones, over which no man hath lift up any arm, and they offered their own burnt offerings unto the Lord, and sacrificed peace offerings. There he mentioned, it's written in the book of the law of Moses. So it's referring to the first five books of the Bible, called the Pentateuch, and all those five books were considered as one book by the Israelites. Therefore, it's called the law of Moses, or the law. Even the Lord referred to the law of Moses. He said this in Luke 24:44, after his resurrection. He said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Therefore, the Lord spoke of the law of Moses. God even spoke of Moses, the law of Moses, when he said this. He said, only be thou, and Joshua 1:7, only be thou strong and courageous, very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. So it's called the law of Moses because Moses was the human instrument who wrote these books or book. I'm talking about the five books called the Pentateuch, or the one book as far as the Jews are concerned that contains all five of those books, first five books of the Bible. They contain the moral law. They contain commandments and precepts, and that's because that is the moral law. Then they contain the civil laws, which are statutes, the social laws, which are judgments, the ceremonial laws, which were ordinances, and also the commands of God, and dealt with the religious aspect of Israel. And also, in the Bible, it's called the law of God 7 times and the law of the Lord 21 times, referring sometimes to the entire word of that day, whatever was written in that day. Now, in the day of grace, we find in the day of grace, that's after Christ's death, there's still law. The Bible said in the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse number 2, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. In other words, the law of Christ is all the standards of acting or rules of conduct the Lord Jesus laid down to those who are His, those He calls saints, because they've had the sanctifying work of the Spirit done. The law of Moses was written on stones and parchments and scrolls, and it's referred to as the Old Covenant. The law of Christ is written in the epistles as the Holy Ghost instructed Peter and James and John and Paul and Jude to write down. It's referred to as the New Covenant. But the saints have something even better than the laws on paper in ink. They have them written in their hearts and minds because of the indwelling Holy Spirit of God. You see, if you're saved, you've got the originator of the Bible. You don't have to worry about not having the original. You've got the originator which will guide you into all truth. I heard a story one time about down in Hayti, that there was a, a woman, and of course there they go many places, they go naked, and almost naked at least, and there was a woman who was saved. I don't know whether she was saved or not, at least she said she was, and they said she was, and the next day she was not clothed properly, but the next day she come back to the services, and she had on the best she could find at that time, a dress. She was entirely clothed, and no one had to tell her to put on clothes. Why? The Holy Ghost of God was inside and had guided her, put a law in her heart, and told her how to dress and how to walk and how to act. You see, that's more than most do in America. People today say they're saved, and yet they go around almost naked in our Walmarts and stores across this country today. And so, but Hebrews 10:16 said, "This is the covenant that I'll make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them." So He's written the law inside of every saved person because the Holy Spirit lives inside. Now, we ask the question, what is the law? And to answer that question, we really need to just look at and really what it amounts to, the law. And the answer to this question refers to the whole system of moral, civil, social, and ceremonial laws written down by Moses, with the pinnacle being the moral law, or the Ten Commandments. And so whenever Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, the veil was rent. That done away with the ceremonial law, the social laws. But how does that apply? And the dietary laws, by the way, were done away with too. But how does that apply to us today? Well, the law is still in effect, if you please, today. And it's still there. Bible said in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 9 and 10, He said, "Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly, for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for prejured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine." In other words, the law is still in effect, and every lost man is still under the law. And all the law administers is condemnation and death. And you remain under that law, you'll have administered you condemnation and death, which is the second death, separation in hell forever in the lake of fire there, if you please. Listen, the law's good, though. We're going to find out, because it brings us to the place to where that we might see the door, a way out of the law, and the way in to eternal life. So we'll deal more with this next time on what is the law as we deal with part two. This only is part one. So this is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.